Homily for Monday, the 24th of April, 2023. I am recording this homily on Saturday, and we're having a rain and thunderstorm, so you might hear that in the background. I don't think it's God saying anything negative about what we're doing here. Today, I want to highlight our opening collect prayer from the day's Eucharistic liturgy. In that prayer, we pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that putting off our old self with all its ways, we may live as Christ did, for through the healing paschal remedies, you have conformed us to his nature, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. I want to put special emphasis on these words in the prayer. Putting off our old self with all its ways, we may live as Christ did. These words of the prayer present us with what we might call the hands-on disciple version of the resurrection of Jesus. They challenge our imagination to get real close to the resurrected Jesus. And that happens. Jesus's resurrected life happens in the lives of his disciples. Happens in you and me when you and I start living as Christ lived, start loving as Christ loved. The words of our prayer are telling us resurrection happens in our lives when Jesus' life and love happen in our lives. When we dedicate ourselves to deliberately living the life we see in Jesus and deliberately loving people, even enemies, as we see on the cross, then, as Jesus tells us in today's gospel, we are working for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. Eternal life is Jesus' life. And we enter eternal life by entering into Jesus' life. It's clearly described to us in the Gospels, and it's shown to us in concrete detail in the lives of the people around us who dedicate themselves to Jesus' life and love in their everyday lives. Resurrection's new life happens in their everyday lives. This is God's resurrecting work among us, that we truly commit to following closely the life and love we see in Jesus, the Christ. So let us conclude with a prayer that prompted our reflection. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that putting off our old self with all its ways, we may live as Christ did, for through the healing paschal remedies, you have conformed us to his nature, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen.